network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network in sports.
I'm Tom Rowe, live in Hudson, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned. We've got all sorts of news, information, stories, interviews, and more. We're going to speak with Roger Hannigan Gilson from the Times Union, talking about what he's been reporting on this week and what's coming up in the news. We'll also hear about local events. Philip Grant has the local news, and the Catskill Maker Syndicate have the better weather coming up on the WGXC Morning Show in just a moment. It all starts with the local news. Stay tuned to the WGXC Morning Show.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
Thursday, December 21st, turn out or tune in to Catskill's Winter Solstice Festival. They're closing down Main Street to cars from 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, with all sorts of entertainers wandering the area. The Avalon Lounge in Catskill has an outdoor showing of the Peanuts Christmas special with Wesley Harper providing the soundtrack. And then indoors at the Avalon Lounge, Brian DeWan is giving his annual holiday performance. That will have a live webcast at WGXC.org, and some of it will be on 90.7 FM. So turn out or tune in to Brian DeWan live at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill Thursday, December 21st on WGXC.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the Office of the Governor and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the Greene County Cultural Fund, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXC monthly supporters, whose generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You, too, can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate, and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support. Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Nick in Leeds, New York. WGXC monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Roger Hannigan Gilson reports in the Times Union that the Columbia County Sheriff's Office have been scanning inmates' retinas since July at the Columbia County Jail. Those eyes are checked against more than 2 million retinal scans in the database owned by B12, a biometrics company that is installing their system in every county jail in the state. The Albany County Jail began using the retinal scans 11 months ago, while Rensselaer County is currently training jail guards to use the scanners. Columbia County Sheriff Don Kraft said the system ensured that the right inmate was receiving the correct medications and that his office was releasing the person at the end of their incarceration who is supposed to be released. The story also says, and I quote, "People entering the jail would also have their iris scanned to check their identities," end quote. but it is not clear if that has already begun. The company says that mobile technology, and I quote, enables law enforcement across the country the wireless ability to positively identify offenders from any location where there is cell service supporting internet connectivity, end quote, using their database. Read more about this story in the Times Union. MSNBC reports that so far Representative Elise Stefanik has not denounced former President Donald Trump for echoing Adolf Hitler from Mein Kampf. Donald Trump doubled down after speaking of immigrants as vermin, saying this week that, and I quote, it's true that they're destroying the blood of our country. That's what they're doing. They don't like it when I said that, and I never read Mein Kampf. They said, oh, Hitler said that in a much different way. End quote. In Hitler's book, Mein Kampf, the dictator wrote that, and I quote, all great cultures of the past perished only because the original creative race died out from blood poisoning, end quote. Stefanik, who was shouting at college presidents about anti-Semitism last week, was not only silent on the issue, but she met with Trump at his Mar-a-Lago resort and posted a photo with him on social media on December 19th. Stefanik represents Rensselaer and the rest of the 21st Congressional District. Trump is leading Republican candidates for president, though more and more running a fascist campaign. Read more about this story at MSNBC. New York State of Politics reports that New York State Attorney General Letitia James filed suit December 20th against Sirius XM, saying that the satellite radio and streaming service made it intentionally difficult for its customers to cancel their subscription. Sirius XM allegedly forced subscribers into an automated system before often lengthy interactions with agents trained to avoid accepting a request to cancel service. In a statement, James said, and I quote, having to endure a lengthy and frustrating process to cancel a subscription is a stressful burden no one looks forward to. And when companies make it hard to cancel subscriptions, it's illegal, end quote. Jessica Cassano Anatellis, a Sirius XM spokesperson, said, and I quote, like a number of consumer businesses, we offer Sirius XM subscription, and upon receiving and reviewing the complaint, we intend to vigorously defend against these baseless allegations that grossly mischaracterize Sirius XM's practices, end quote. The lawsuit seeks financial penalties for the time customers spent online during what the Attorney General called, and I quote, a deliberately lengthy, end quote, cancellation process. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Thursday, December 21st. We are 97% of the way through the year with mere hours until the solstice, happening tonight at 10:27 p.m. From here on out, every day will be brighter than the last. Local early morning temperatures range from 25 degrees in Tannersville to 33 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 39 degrees. The mercury does not move much. A high of 34 happens at 3 p.m. North winds will be steady, around 10 miles per hour, so if heading out, especially to the festivities in Catskill tonight, make sure to wrap up in layers. We're talking standard winter gear, hats, gloves, and earmuffs, people. Overnight, temperatures drop to 16 degrees, then rises back up to 34 at 2 p.m. Winds calm down, making it feel warmer than today. 24 degrees overnight takes us into a dry-looking Saturday with a high of 40 degrees. Sunday, we may wake up to some flakes scattered on the ground. It ends as rain by 1 p.m. It should be very isolated. We get a high of 41 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:13 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see sunspot 3529 is getting spicy and swinging our way. X-class flare chances are up to 10%. Plasma winds will be average at 490 kilometers per second with an average density of 5 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 8 megahertz till dark, then fair below 60 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 133, and this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Listening to Scanner there, and that's because now on the phone we have Roger Hannigan Gilson from the Times Union, who has been working with Scanners this week.
Good intro. This story's from yesterday. I just found out about it yesterday morning, but apparently the this is from Sheriff Kraft, Sheriff Don Kraft, Columbia County Sheriff, that the Columbia County Jail is and has been since last summer been scanning the retinas of people who enter the Columbia County Jail. It's for identification purposes. Their irises are also scanned when they're about to take medication in order to ensure that the right inmate is getting the right medication. They're also scanned upon release to make sure the correct person is being released. This program, this whole thing started, I believe, in July, so it's been going on for a while. And it's interesting because this isn't just a Columbia County story. This is either happening at or will soon be happening at every single county jail in New York State.
And it's already happening in Albany County and in Rensselaer County. They're training it to start, right?
Yeah. Albany County under Sheriff Craig Apple were one of the first sheriff's offices to adopt it. Essentially, what happened is using federal COVID money, the state granted this company, which is called BI2. They're based in Plymouth, Massachusetts. They granted them money to install these systems at all the jails in the county. Like, the system was developed, and this is why it was COVID money, to track infectious diseases. I talked to the COO of BI2, and, he said that, yes, the pandemic, it's no longer considered a pandemic. It's not like the disease doesn't exist. But, he said that at the moment, it wasn't primarily being used to track COVID. But, he pointed out, like, what about the next pandemic? Fingers crossed it won't happen. But who knows what the future will bring.
But it's also a non-touch thing, because this is replacing a wristband, right, that did the same job of identifying what inmate needed the right medicine or what inmate needed to be released.
Yeah, it basically replaces two systems. It replaces fingerprinting, which is used when, prisoners are brought into the jail, and it replaces the wristband system, which is for meds. It replaces the two systems. Sheriff Kraft, who I talked to, said one of the advantages of that is, some people don't like being fingerprinted. It involves, like, touching the prisoner, and the retinal scan doesn't involve any physical contact. Because sometimes there was trouble getting people's fingerprints. I asked him, like, well, couldn't a prisoner just close their eyes And he said, like, well, yes, but, you know, it's, you know, people resist being fingerprinted also, and he believed this was a better system.
Yeah, I guess we've all seen a bunch of Tom Cruise movies where somebody does something with the, put some fake eye in or whatever. To
yeah,
fool.
Minority Report. I couldn't remember the name of that film when I was interviewing him. And I wanted to make a joke like, well, unless there's a Minority Report situation. So thanks for bringing, yeah, okay, that was the movie.
And this is also happening to not just prisoners, right? If you visit the jail.
Yeah, I mean, it's initially happening to prisoners. Essentially, the bigger stories here, and we're going to do more on this, is that this company, BI2, it's a private company. You know, it's privately owned, privately held, all that kind of stuff. They're accumulating all these retinal scans. According to the COO, they have 2.7 million people's retinas in a giant database, and it's this database they check when a prisoner's retinas are scanned. Of course, when the prisoner's retinas are scanned, they become part of the database. So BI2 is slowly gathering all these retinal scans. And not just in New York. There's been, you know, they have contracts elsewhere. And recently, this last summer, they offered a mobile service, like a mobile retinal scanner. You can just put it on your phone to 21 sheriff's offices that are along the U.S.-Mexico border. So they're trying to get their technology out there.
Yeah, because if they get all the police forces to adopt it, then the money rolls in.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like a user generated thing. Like obviously the people whose retinas are being scanned don't want them to be, but is user-generated in that it uses systems that it relies on users, a.k.a. the law enforcement agencies, to provide more information for the database. So the more contracts they have, the larger the database becomes and the, you know, better it gets at identifying people. Because, you know, if there was a database with 500 irises in them, you know, it would be worthless.
And I'm guessing the courts think that these retinal scans are equivalent to fingerprints?
It hasn't, at least with this situation, it hasn't been addressed by the courts. Hmm. But the state, you know, New York State is 100% fine with it. It was federal money, but it was directed through the state. It was a $21 million grant, I believe. So, you know, the state is very on board with this happening.
So if I go to the Columbia County Jail to visit someone, I get scanned and I get put into the system?
Well, if you are about to be, I was going to say a member of the jail, but yeah, if you are going through intake.
And visiting, what if I'm a COO?
Pardon?
Do the COOs get the correction officers?
Not to my knowledge. I don't believe they are.
But if I come and visit somebody, I probably do.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. No.
You would not.
They're not doing visitors.
They're doing visitors, but visitors' retinas are not being scanned.
Okay.
So it's, you know, yeah. It's being used in prisoners, but, I mean, if you look at what BI2 is doing elsewhere. I mean, it's being used in a limited way in Columbia County, but you see with like the mobile app, you know, it's kind of expanding its use.
Yeah, so it is just the same as fingerprints, except for the mobile app part, that they can instantly identify someone that's in the database.
Yeah, it's also much quicker, and it's also more accurate. Apparently, there's the possibility at least of mismatches with the fingerprinting system. The COO of BI2 also said, and I'm not sure how commonplace this is, but that it was possible to burn one's fingerprints off, and then you know, if you're entering a jail, they just, you know, they're crap out of luck.
All right, this is a fascinating story, and like you said, I guess we're going to hear more about this in the coming year.
Yeah, because, I mean, it was odd. Nothing at all had been written about it. But, yeah, 57 sheriff's departments are on board and getting these systems involved, installed.
All right, we're speaking with Roger Hannigan-Gilson from the Times Union. Any other stories you're about to work on, or is it holiday week and everybody's off?
Oh, no.
The news never stops.
Yeah. I get Monday off. That's it. This for Christmas. Working on a couple other things. I'm working something about the Catskill Central School District, which is actually going to be released in like an hour and a half, so I can't reveal it all. But, we're raising questions over an administrator that works at the Catskill Central or the Catskill School District due to his actions at his last job when he was principal in Westchester County.
So that is sure to get some parents reading the Times Union in the next hour or two.
Yes. it's an interesting story, and people should check it out. I just can't give it away before we drop it.
Yes. Well, we'll let you get to that and get that posted, and I guess we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, I'll talk to you next week, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Roger Hannigan-Gilson from the Times Union there.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Here is PG6 from Copaic. That was PG6 from Kopake with The Fallen Leaves That Jewel the Ground. That was Palinville's Florist with June 9th Nighttime from their 2022 album Florist.
The WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org has all kinds of things to do in person, in reality, in virtual reality, whatever sort of reality you enjoy. Events like Thursday, December 21st, Catskill has its Winter Solstice Stroll. They're shutting down Main Street from 6 to 8 p.m. and got all sorts of performers wandering around. The Avalon Lounge is showing the Charlie Brown Christmas special on the building outside with Wesley Harper providing the soundtrack. And inside at the Avalon Lounge, Thursday, December 21st, Brian DeWan's giving his annual holiday show. That starts around 8:30 p.m. And WGXC should have a live webcast, and some of it may be heard on 90.7 FM WGXC. Saturday, December 23rd, the Melting Pot Soup and Sing-Along is again this Saturday, December 23rd, from noon to 3 p.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson. That's at 369 Warren Street, just above the WGXC Hudson studio. Catskill Saturday Ukulele Jam is every Saturday from 1:30 to 3 at the Catskill United Methodist Church. First Presbyterian Church in Hudson does have a Christmas Eve service December 24th at 7 p.m. Then after the holiday, Wednesday, December 27th, Half Moon Karaoke returns. WGXC's Amanda Lees leads the proceedings from 8 to midnight at Half Moon Karaoke Away. The these events and more on the WGXC community calendar at wgxc.org. You can even add your own event there. Just go to the community calendar at wgxc.org, click on add an event, and then cut and paste whatever information you have about the event that you're helping to put on in our community, and we will announce it on the radio, and people will see it worldwide in the community calendar at wgxc.org.
When a man's an empty kettle, he should be on his mettle, and yet I'm torn apart. Just because I'm presuming that I could be kinda human if I only had a heart. I'd be tender, I'd be gentle, and awful sentimental regarding love and art. I'd be friends with the sparrows and the boy who shoots the arrows if I only had a heart. Picture me a balcony above a voice sings low.
Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
I hear a beat. A how sweet, just to register emotion, jealousy, devotion, and really feel the part. I could stay young and chipper, and I'd lock it with a zipper, if I only had a heart.
That was from the soundtrack to The Wizard of Oz. It turns out two local troubadours have other views about hearts. Here's Catskill's Brian DeWan with The Human Heart, and the Magnetic Fields with I Think I Need a New Heart.
In our day-to-day experience, it has always been conceived in the operating theater, it now may be revealed. I saw the glistening human heart lying in repose, so tender and so vulnerable, beating and exposed. The human heart is a lustrous thing, a wondrous thing, the human heart. Look at the patient lying open wide, it cannot hide the human heart. It has a passionate temperament, as everybody knows, gushing grandiose sentiments as a toilet overflows, throwing violent tantrums and prone to fits of rage. It can't keep still, it rolls around in its ribcage. The human heart is a preposterous thing, a monstrous thing, the human heart. Enlisting sympathy with vulgar sobs, it pounds and throbs, the human heart. Yet it lives for love and duty at its own behest, a lifetime through of work to do with ne'er a moment's rest, sustaining vital organs, anointing them with blood,
devout in its vocation, a vital organ hoard. The human heart is an untiring thing, uninspiring thing, the human heart. Despite the heartaches of the rolling years, it perseveres, the human heart. What strange abomination holds fancy over fact? What Byzantine mutation would love what can't love back? What kind of freak of nature forgives a heinous crime and leads us towards as yet untraveled paths to the sublime? The human heart is an inscrutable thing, an immutable thing, the human heart. The human heart is an untiring thing, an inspiring thing, a preposterous thing, a monstrous thing, a lustrous thing, a wondrous thing, the human
Next up, we have brand new music from 2022 from Hudson-based band Buchan Gaze. And the So Percussion troupe that is largely based on the Bard College campus. This song is called Hold It In from Buick and Gase and So Percussion.
Thank you.
Next, we're going to hear from Sky Furrows, which is Phil Donnelly on drums, Mike Griffin on guitars, Eric Hardiman on bass, and Karen Schomer on vocals. This is their 2023 album, Reflect and Oppose, and we're going to listen to Two Hamlets.
Trim it, give it a lather, a steam towel. Big smile, gosh, looks great, I'm glowing. Shave a few pounds, rave about a new show on Netflix. Project a disembodied speaker, brush dirt off my sweater. Dialogue, exposition, imperative persona. Wipe it out, erase it, deploy predictable patterns. longer had to choose. House beneath the pines, beneath thinking and watching Chopped and feeling sad about the breakup. I spoke a different language. I was Slovenian. I bent down to smell a flower. It was yellow and red and pink. It was any color it wanted. It split from itself and made a new flower, spreading sweetness in blue sugar air. Bitter green celery raga of air. Spinning air, turning air into air. Kettle water, spinning yarn. Spinning rail, spinning tangled trail. Knitting, thickening, tangled, never untangled. Iridescent insect thrumming air. Spinning rage into gold, rampage, rose tone, rag, spinning song. Outside the measure, inside, outside philosophy, touching, two hands hold. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. In suburban headlight night with mom and dad. Who will see the golden arches first? Perfect hamlets, being and not being. Ride in the car to the fast food restaurant. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being. Two perfect hamlets, being and not being.
Two Hamlets from Sky Furrows from their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM.